It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors, with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with, it's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series. Of course, I do hope you hit the subscribe button. If you like what you see, what you hear, well, I do three of these every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones, all the usual places in where you can get podcasts that include Spotify and Apple Podcasts, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Some of my recent guests have included Corey Taylor, Slipknot, Michael C. Hall with his band Princess Goes. We had Leve, Andy Taylor of Duran Duran, Rap Boys, Westlife, Tommy Stinson of The Replacements, as well as the filmmakers behind They Clone Tyrone, Heart of Stone, Landscape with Invisible Hand, and Lena Waithe producing the new documentary Being Mary Tyler Moore. That's just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, going to be talking about season 3 of The Morning Show with executive producers Lauren Neustadter and Michael Ellenberg. So getting into season 3, the two are going to paint the big pictures that this new season sets out to tell. From Alex and Bradley finally achieving their dreams while the company UBA kind of crumbles around them, to reflecting the world we're living in while raising the ante, and the secrets and ambitions that keep our favorite characters in a constant state of really kind of an unpredictability. We're also going to be let in on why they brought John Hamm, Tig Notaro, and Nicole Beharie on, and what their characters bring to the story, and how they actually hear from real morning shows about what the series gets right. I'll ask about the music and how it seems like these characters have certain artistic identifiers, musically speaking. And we'll hear, as well as, of course, their hopes for a fourth season. All that and more, we're talking to Lauren Neustadter and Michael Ellenberg. It's Kyle Meredith with season 3 of The Morning Show.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, pleasure to meet you, Kyle.
Pleasure to meet you, too. You know, what you all continue to do with The Morning Show is sort of outstanding. The stories you continue to tell, the most compelling TV, I think, that's out there right now. I know there's a lot of micro stories that's being told, but what's the bigger story that you all wanted to tell this season?
I'll break it into two pieces. One, I think for our leads, Alex and Bradley, Both of them have finally achieved some of the position they've always wanted. And I think they face a choice of, okay, well, you know, be careful what you wish for. You have the power. And both face unique challenges where their demands in their personal lives cause major challenges in their professional lives. And I think in ways that are quite moving and relevant. And then big picture is UBA, the entire world that they've been, all of our characters have been fighting for supremacy and power and influence within the halls of UBA on the morning show. Well, now the whole machine is crumbling, and Paul Marx, a.k.a. John Hamm, is potentially the white knight that's coming to save it all or destroy it all. And the season explores the consequences of that, of his entry onto the scene, and it ripples through every one of our characters.
Hearing, you know, the characters talk about, especially like the future of television, like it almost seems like that could get really meta for you all, you know, in the back end. Like how often are you all just trying to work out what the future is going to be through the script? Because I feel like that would be tempting.
It is tempting, John. Yeah, no, working on the show is definitely therapeutic for everyone involved. And it can be contentious too, because we're not in the news media, right? We're in entertainment, but many of the issues we explore in the show we face here in LA. And so, yeah, there's a lot of debate and argument and catharsis at times as these stories play out. So, it's part of the DNA of the show, and I think it's why it's timely and topical.
With as much, like, it's so impressive, which is, with as much as you all tackle, you know, all the news stories going from Me Too to the pandemic and now post January 6th, abortion. What are those conversations like on the topics that you're choosing, and what's it like to try to keep up with it all?
Well, I feel like we have such a privilege in this show of being able to sort of hold up a mirror and try to reflect the world that we're living in and the themes that we're all grappling with. And thank you for pointing out that we did that in seasons 1 and 2, and we really were determined to do that and raise the ante even more with season 3. And I think Charlotte Stout, who's our showrunner this season, was sort of our soulmate when it came to doing that. You know, she had such a clear vision. I feel like she really wanted to tackle so many things bravely and all the things that you mentioned, but also this idea of truth and sort of what is true for each of our characters, but also what is true for the world that we're living in right now. And that, you know, the truth for one is not the truth for another. And how does that actually impact each of us? And I think, you know, she sort of raised the stakes for everybody at UBA with that hack, which was her brilliant idea. And our writer's room did such an incredible job of sort of looking at the ripple effect of that hack on every single one of the characters, and then introducing John Hamm's character, who really is sort of a catfish in the barrel of the season and sets everybody spinning in really interesting ways. I just think there's a lot that we're uncovering. There's a lot that we're exploring. I feel so excited about the season and really can't wait for everybody to see it.
Yeah, the hack, you instantly know that's going to be a big deal. And seeing that, and then also we go to space, because why not?
Because why not? Mimi Leader can take us anywhere. It's great. I mean, I feel like we are going to new places, space among them, that are really kind of causing these characters to reflect on themselves and how they are and who they are and who they want to be in this world in ways that I think are pretty exciting and envelope pushing.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Lauren Neustadter and Michael Ellenberg, executive producers of The Morning Show. Well, you know, you mentioned those words, and we see them a lot with truth and trust. I mean, they're sort of everywhere around, even in the background. But it's almost like whatever you're seeing, it's going to flip. Everything is almost the opposite of what you, and that seemed to be even in the trailer, like everyone has a secret, I believe it said in the teaser, you know.
Oh, yes.
Like what is that story that you wanted to tell this season? Because that's everything. Like, what do we believe this time?
Well, I think that everybody has secrets that are going to be revealed and uncovered over the course of the season. But I also think everybody in this world is incredibly ambitious, and they want all of these different things, power among them. And when we get to season 3, they've evolved to the point where in many cases, they have the things that they dreamed of. So the question is, what are they going to do with the power, and how are they going to show up? And I think exactly as you said, you think it's going to go left and it goes right. You think it's going to go right and it goes left. And the question is, will it flip back around again? And I think the drama is so great this season. I feel like it's just a roller coaster ride that audiences are going to really enjoy.
With, as we said, all those stories to choose from and where you all have come from in the past, you know, from Me Too in the first season to the pandemic in the second season, there does seem to be, even with everything that's going on, a little bit of levity this time around. And it's always been a nice balance. But was that part of it? Is that my perception? Or is that something like when we talk about going to space and even Coney Island, like there's a little bit of an ease that's still happening this time that I didn't notice beforehand?
Well, like I said, the sort of characters have achieved a certain position. So they're in more control this year, at least professionally. Personally, they're as messy and complicated and screw up as ever, right? So we love the balance of the absurdity and the serious in the show. That both is a reflection of how life itself is. And I think for audiences watching this season, yeah, you go on a wild ride with these people. Alex Levy both wants to control the network. She also gets emotionally entangled in the future of the network. And so it's both delightful. It is touching, actually, what she goes through, because she and John have such great chemistry. And even when the show is at its darkest or toughest, our characters are over the top and absurd, you know? And I think that's also why we can relate to them. They're very human. And we're mindful of, we're tackling tough subjects. We don't want the show to be didactic. And the characters, the show has to laugh at itself. The characters have to laugh at themselves. So also, that's in a way what allows us to explore some of the topics we do. So it is quite intentional, the balance between the two. I'm glad to hear you enjoy it. We're hopeful audiences will too.
Now, you mentioned John Hamm. Him, along with Tig Notaro, love seeing them both here. I thought you picked two of the funniest people in the world, and they're not exactly playing comedy this time around. How did you land on them?
Well, I mean, what we really wanted were actors that were going to be incredibly formidable, that were going to bring new energy and strength into the show and really sort of set everybody else spinning. And I think the two of them together do just that. I think they're incredibly funny. I will say, Tig Notaro, I've never laughed harder than in my first meeting with Tig Notaro. Like, I can't talk to her and keep a straight face, but she is an amazing dramatic actress. Like, she brings it in this season in a way that nobody is going to see coming. So I feel like that's really exciting. And the other new cast member who I think is absolutely exquisite is Nicole Beharie. And, you know, we really wanted to bring Chris, this character, in to really sort of push everybody and challenge them and make them uncomfortable and reflect the world that we are living in a really authentic way. And we knew Nicole from Little Fires Everywhere. I have actually personally admired her ever since her Sleepy Hollow days. But, you know, it was such a privilege to have her join the ensemble and to watch her work and to see this beautiful character that she created and really, you know, think and feel with Chris inside of all of these storylines. I think it's something really new and exciting in the show.
Yeah, watching her step up to the plate every single time, you like, something's going to happen right now. Every time she does that,
you feel it and you don't know what's coming. You don't know. It's like, ooh, what's it going to be? And then it's something really juicy and exciting.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Lauren Neustadter and Michael Ellenberg, executive producers of The Morning Show. You know, I was thinking about how, you know, you'd hear about shows like West Wing and Veep and how politicians would hit them up all the time and just be like, that's so true. Do you all feel like you've started to get that from actual morning show crews about them watching this show as well?
We get, I can't name names, but we hear from both the hosts and the producers sort of shocking. They're often shocked at things that they felt we knew for sure and someone had told us about. And the reality is we're guessing, but we do have great, you know, we have great sources on the inside and we always draw from them when we're crafting story. But yeah, look, you know, for all of us, for you, for me, we're all living in a period of change and transition. And so I think there's a lot to draw on from the real world in this show right now.
As someone who always is waiting for the needle drops, it takes a few episodes for a big soundtrack to hit. And I think it might be Greenlight. But I was looking at, interestingly,
Corey with Staying Alive. Stella with St.
How
Vincent's
good is the Staying Alive? That sequence, Tucker Gates, our director, that was the most amazing one-er. Mimi Leader, who's our producing director, is the queen of the one-ers ever since her ER days. But a one-er set to great music is so amazing. And that Staying Alive one-er is pretty unparalleled. It's great.
Yeah. But I notice everybody sort of has their own of Lane's the right thing. But, you know, like I said, Stella has a St. Vincent, Alex and Paul, more 80s, you know, with Talking Heads. And like, do you all get to talk about that? Like who these people are musically? Because it feels like they have their own character like that.
I mean, I think it's all a conversation. Mimi Leader certainly is sort of the captain of that ship, as it were, just because she has such a clear vision for all of this. And obviously, each of the episodic directors, as they're in post, they're bringing their own flavor to it, working with our music supervisor, working with the team at Apple. I mean, by the way, I will say the music team at Apple is second to none. And so getting to collaborate with them on each of our shows is always just a particular delight because they know music and they love music and they care so much about it. So I do think all of the music in the morning show and in all of the Apple shows is really intentional in a pretty great way. And it's exciting to see when we get the cuts, when we get the early cuts, just to see what they're playing around with and what songs are going to pop up and how they're going to be used. It's really fun.
I love seeing it, and it only adds to the whole thing. Of course, are you all still dreaming up? Do you still want to take this other more places than even season 3?
Absolutely. We're excited to talk about a season 4 as soon as we're able to. We definitely have been talking to our friends at Apple and we're really excited to see where this journey will continue to go. So we're excited to be on the ride.
I love watching the show, Michael. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Appreciate you. Take care.
All right, Lauren, thank you so much for talking. It's been such a pleasure.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And my thanks to Lauren and Michael. Season 3 of The Morning Show has started now on Apple TV Plus. Thanks to you for checking out the episode and the series. Again, I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the episodes that I put out every single week. Again, that's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists. Discover the new ones at Spotify, Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you like to get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And after that, after you subscribe, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classic tracks from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You get the best in new music, their anniversary spins, bonus interviews, music news. One of my recent episodes had the music of the band, Joni Mitchell, Bonnie Raitt, The Cult, David Bowie, Wilco, Sheryl Crow, Patti Griffin, The Smiths, Juliana Hatfield, Foo Fighters, Groove Theory, Devin Gilfillian, Frightened Rabbit, Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, The Police, Peter Gabriel, Michael Franti, Paul Simon, and my interview with the filmmakers behind the movie They Clone Tyrone. Just an example of what you get every weeknight at 6 p.m. at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots. It's always at Kyle Meredith, wherever you're looking. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.